this is the largest exhibition on African-American history that has ever been assembled. And it tells the story of the African-American struggle for freedom and equality, and how that has made this a better nation, a nation truer to its ideals. And that's why it's so appropriate that it's at the National Constitution Center. The exhibition takes visitors on an amazing journey, and it's very impactful. People go through a lot of emotions as they go through the exhibit.
To see a group of people overcome so many things, so many heartache, so much oppression, and all types of things, and overcome that, it makes me proud to be an African American.
In the very first room, you're going to see several quotes from W.E.B. Du Bois, who's an extremely important African American intellectual. In particular, we've got a quote of his up on the wall, which says, "Would America have been America without her Negro people?" That's kind of the theme of this entire exhibit as we're going to be moving through. We're going to go down a hallway where you'll see the faces of famous African American figures, again, political, cultural, sports. You'll see them disappearing, asking us to imagine what life would have been like without these contributions.
Who is that? Who is that right there? All right.
Where we are right now is we're looking at the period of American history that we call Jim Crow, where slavery is illegal and technically African Americans are all citizens, but there are all kinds of other laws and social practices that keep African Americans sort of beneath the rest of the population. Now, in this case, right here behind me, we have all kinds of things, sort of artifacts, which are showing discrimination and racism against African Americans.
Can y'all imagine being in the civil rights movement? Somebody hitting you in the head and you don't supposed to do nothing back to them?
People like Jack Robinson have played in these leagues. They are a lot better. They just weren't allowed to play because of this. And you think of it now, the game is not the same without this.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Football, baseball, basketball, it's all changed the game.
It up.
Exactly. So you can do anything, but it's all on you.
The interesting thing about museums and telling stories with artifacts is that they connect you in a real, tangible way to that history. Those things were there when those events happened, and the experience of seeing them really connects you to the story.
When they were going through a hard time, that song said, "When I feel the spirit," what it was is a Negro spiritual. A lot of people just overcame by their testimony, by gospel songs and different things like that. They can withstand beatings and all those things, knowing that God would be their deliverer. So that's why I took a picture of that. The thing about learning as an American, whether it's Asian history, whether it's African American history, whether it's European history, whatever it is, it's good to learn, because you will never understand a person unless you understand where they came from.
The fight for freedom around the world.
Going into that museum today, it really touched me. The reason it touched me is because seeing a lot of our ancestors, what they had to fight through and what they had to overcome in order for us to have a free education, vote, all things like that we take for granted. So when you go to school this afternoon and every day after this, think about that. Think about the people that shed blood for your opportunity to be something. Don't waste your opportunity. When I drive through the streets of Philadelphia and Chicago and urban cities, I'm looking at young men and young women that are squandering their opportunity. You don't be a part of that bunch. Recognize what's flowing through your veins. Recognize the people that have shed blood for you, all right? So you guys have an opportunity to be anything that you want to be. So take advantage of it.